I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jeremy, and Jeremy is a 55-year-old male who presents with numbness and tingling in both hands, loss of pain and temperature sensation in a glove-like distribution, and decreased grip strength. The patient most likely suffers from, we have A, cervical radiculopathy, B, thoracic outlet syndrome, C, peripheral neuropathy, and D is carpal tunnel syndrome. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. Super excited to knock this one down right here. First of all, I just want to say quick shout out to all my soldiers, all my physical therapists out there that are taking the January 2024 NPTE. That's right. It's going on right now. And I just want to send you all the positive love and light as you go out there to absolutely destroy this exam. So already, congratulations. Let's go ahead and knock down this question this week. We got Jeremy, who is a 55-year-old male who presents with numbness and tingling in both hands. I'm going to go ahead and stop there because there's a lot of like signs and symptoms that they give us in this question. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're taking the NPTE in 2024, they now have clinical scenarios, all right? So this is really big. If you want a Coach K tip, listen to this. So as part of these new clinical scenarios and the changes in NPTE questions, they are going to be giving you quite a few different types of signs and symptoms. What a lot of people end up doing that causes them to get the question wrong is they're looking at all the different signs and they all start running together. People start forgetting some of them or skipping over ones that are super important. So what I suggest that you do is as you go through here, and this is a strategy that I use, I go through the question, I get that first symptom, I make sure I interpret it and understand, then go to the next one. So here it says, Jeremy's a 55-year-old male who presents with numbness and tingling in both hands. I'm already like, all right, what type of pathologies would I see with numbness and tingling in both hands? Second, it says loss of pain and temperature sensation. So I know that this person is having that loss of pain and temp in a glove-like distribution. Not all pathologies or neuropathologies are in that glove-like distribution. So what are some pathologies you're thinking about where it has numbness and tingling and loss of pain and temp in a glove-like distribution? Last but not least, it says decreased grip strength. So we're now looking for some type of pathology that has all of these signs and symptoms in it. The final sentence of the question, it says, this patient most likely suffers from. And so when I look at the question as a whole, I'm like, yes, this is screaming to me neuro. This is screaming to me some type of condition that affects multiple nerves, not just one, right? Because if it's a glove-like distribution, it's affecting potentially multiple nerves, all right? So what I'm going to do is let's, as a group, go through these answer choices, all right? For those of you on the podcast, let's take a look at it. It says A, cervical radiculopathy, B, thoracic outlet syndrome, C, peripheral neuropathy, D, carpal tunnel syndrome. All right, which one do you got? Go ahead, yell that answer out loud. A, it says cervical radiculopathy. Let's do a quick recap. What the heck is that? All right, because I get some people that are going with this answer. So cervical radiculopathy, we know we're talking about the cervical spine. Radiculopathy, we know that there's something going on with the actual nerve slash nerve root, specifically talking about the nerve root here. All right. And so cervical radiculopathy is where we have some type of compression of a nerve root that then starts to cause symptoms to potentially radiate into the upper extremity, could be the shoulder, but down the arm as well, depending on what nerve is compressed. So cervical radiculopathy, is it likely to cause the signs and symptoms that we're seeing in the question? Well, here's the thing. In the question, it says numbness and tingling in both hands, loss of pain and temperature, and a glove-like distribution. Already, I'm like, cervical radiculopathy is likely not it. Why? Write this down. Cervical radiculopathy is more of a unilateral condition. It could be bilateral, but it is typically a unilateral condition, meaning that you wouldn't see numbness and tingling in both hands. Here's the other kicker. In the question, it says glove-like distribution. If a person has a radiculopathy, it's typically within one dermatome. It's not like a glove-like distribution all around, you know, that upper extremity or all around the hand. And so already I'm like, don't think so. Let's go ahead and eliminate A right now. Let's take a look at B. B says thoracic outlet syndrome. Quite a few of you selected this one. The question's asking, the patient most likely suffers from which of these pathologies? So let me ask you, does a patient with thoracic outlet syndrome, do they have numbness and tingling that they experience in both hands? Now, I would say, hold on to this. This is very, very important because a lot of times thoracic outlet will be unilateral. Can it be bilateral? Absolutely. But a lot of times it's unilateral. So already I'm like, I don't know, but hold on. Let's take a look at some of the other ones. How about loss of pain and temperature sensation in a glove-like distribution? This is another one where I'm like, not as consistent with thoracic outlet. So I'm like, I don't know about this one. And the decreased grip strength, we definitely could see that. So there are some things that are like, yes, I do like thoracic outlet syndrome. So I'm going to hold on to it for right now, but let me see if there's any better answer. Let's continue. C, peripheral neuropathy. So quite a few of you selected this one. I liked it as well because peripheral neuropathy, which can include multiple nerves here, multiple nerves that have been damaged. A lot of times you'll see peripheral neuropathy in a patient with diabetes. How many of you were thinking of diabetes? Yeah, okay, so that's a big one. Diabetes mellitus is something that over a prolonged period of time can lead to peripheral neuropathy or damage of those nerves. Now, check this out. Does a patient who has peripheral neuropathy have numbness and tingling in both hands? The answer to that is absolutely. You know, our patients with diabetes mellitus that have peripheral neuropathy experience that. Now, do they start to have loss of pain and temperature in a glove-like distribution? Yes, they do. That is consistent. Again, with that diabetes profile, I'm liking it. And then decreased grip strength, yes, that also fits as well, especially as they start to have less and less neurological functioning in the distal upper extremities. All right. And so I'm really liking peripheral neuropathy. It fits a lot with the question. I do like it better than the answer B, which is thoracic outlet syndrome. But hold on. Again, we're still not done. Let's take a look at D. D says carpal tunnel syndrome. Ooh, this one's a good one as well. As I go up to the top of this question, numbness and tingling in both hands, I'm like, that's not consistent with carpal tunnel. Can you have carpal tunnel in both hands? Absolutely. A lot of times people will have it in their one hand. It may progress to both, all right? But here's the key. It says numbness and tingling in both hands. I'm like, is carpal tunnel consistent with having numbness and tingling in the hand in general? I'm like, no. Not generally, it's typically within its pattern, in that median nerve pattern. But here's the other piece. Glove-like distribution, where the person has a loss of pain and temperature in this glove-like distribution, is that consistent with carpal tunnel? I'm like, no, doesn't make sense. So you got to be a little careful with D, carpal tunnel syndrome, because there are parts of this that are like, yeah, I can definitely see how it's that answer. But then there's other parts that are like, absolutely not. That is not consistent. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to eliminate D, carpal tunnel syndrome, because it says in here, loss of pain and temperature, sensation in a glove-like distribution. That is eliminating it for me. All right. And so really that leaves us with our best answer of peripheral neuropathy, C. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. I'll recap here in a moment. But if you learn something from this question, this is a win right here. This is incredible. Okay, so in the question, they gave us signs and symptoms. I said, if you are taking a practice exam, the MPT in the future, be careful because it's very easy to kind of skip over signs and symptoms or misread them. Take them one by one and make sure you're truly understanding it. Here, one of the major signs and symptoms that they had set was loss of pain and temperature sensation in a glove-like distribution. Not all of these pathologies have that. We can immediately rule out something like cervical radiculopathy, which typically only goes down one dermatome, and then carpal tunnel syndrome, which we know is specific more to the median nerve and not all the other nerves. And so A and D automatically just doesn't really make a lot of sense. Thoracic outlet, a big one that we often see in somebody who, in a unilateral format, right? And not so much bilateral. However, peripheral neuropathy, where do we see that a lot of? A patient with diabetes, and it often is a bilateral condition. So that really got me thinking, peripheral neuropathy looks like a better answer here. But when I'm really seeing glove-like distribution, ooh, definitely in the world of peripheral neuropathy and not as much thoracic outlet syndrome. So that leaves us with our final answer of C, peripheral neuropathy. Congratulations if you learned something from this question, baby. All right. As always, you know, I want you to know this, that if you're struggling with these questions, all right, if there's certain questions that you're like, I got it, but then other questions, you're like, dang, I'm down to the final two, don't know which one to pick. Maybe there's fear of failure or anything along those lines. I want you to know that I've been coaching for over the past 10 years, helping physical therapists who don't do so well at ACTs, SATs, GRE, just overall, not the best at standardized tests. I help them to pass the NPTE. That's what I do. And so if that sounds like you, our first step is for you to join me over in our free private Facebook group so I can meet you, so that we can get onto the same playing field as to where you're at, and so that I could potentially help give you some tips and tricks on what we need to do next to make sure that we dominate this NPTE. So join me over in my free private Facebook group at www.mptegroup.com. We're all waiting for you. All right, got a whole community of people ready to help you out. www.mptegroup.com. And we're continuing to push out cheat sheets this year to help you study in less time. You can go ahead and get your free cheat sheets at www.mptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.